Aircheckdownloads.com.
Celebrating the music from a great decade. The 60s.
Over four decades ago.
And still sounding great. The 60s on Capital Gold.
Well, this is rock and roll heaven. This is Sweeney's 60s Classics with me, Mrs. Sweeney's eldest, Michael Thomas. And I'm your genial host every single night of the week here on your favourite radio station. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I'd like to think over the last 3.5 years have become something really special. Just you and I getting together every single night and choosing the music between Monday and Thursday. Unique on radio. In fact, the music that we play here on Capital Gold is now becoming unique on radio throughout the whole of the UK. But we know what you like, you see. We don't think what you like, we know what you like. If you want to choose the songs in this hour, feel free to ring me. You know that you can email us here at Capital Gold. And can I also say that my album of the week is a particular cracker this week. It's called Beatles Songs Volume 2. And as its name suggests, it's Beatles songs, but it's cover versions of those songs. Consequently, we've been focusing on that particular type of music right through the week in the final hour of the programme. Tonight's no exception. I want you to listen out for the following Beatles cover versions. Listen out for Hello Little Girl by The Foremost, which the Beatles did on their Decca audition on New Year's Day 1962 and was part of their onstage repertoire. And listen out for the Rolling Stones version of I Wanna Be Your Man, which of course is on the Beatles' first album. So I Wanna Be Your Man from the Stones, Hello Little Girl from the Foremost. When you hear those songs, give me a ring and be a winner, baby, because if I take your call to air, you've won my CD of the week, you'll be a top banana, and you have two opportunities in the next 52 minutes. Here's the Chiffons. Hey, this is real cool. Your 60s chill out zone. Sweeney's 60s classics. 10 minutes dead on past 12, so we've got 50 rock and rolling minutes left. As we take you to 1 o'clock and the arrival of Keith Butler, please feel free to give me a ring. As I say, remember that I am a one-man band. This is the spirit of the Wolfman. But I'm here to take your calls, and I will try to get to every caller. But I know if you're hanging on there thinking, he's ignoring this, I'm really not, honestly. We're going to just play great music. We're going to give you those prizes. You've got any questions for the Oracle, feel free to ask. In the meantime, we nip to the Midlands. What's your name, young man? Hello?
Oh, sorry, Mike, me.
Yeah?
It's Harry again.
Well, who else would it be if I say it?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, mate.
No, it's just you were sat there, weren't you, completely thinking...
I was, yeah, getting carried away, yeah. Just looking forward to the next record you're going to play anyway, hopefully.
Where are you from?
Birmingham.
Well, I knew you're from the Midlands, so Birmingham has just geographically pointed you perfectly. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear This Boy by the Beatles, please, Mike.
You got it, no problem.
Thanks very much, mate, thank you.
Hey, kid, that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
And now in the early hours of the morning, good morning to you. That boy. I've just had the weirdest feeling of going back in time. I was 16 when this came out, and then just for maybe 30 seconds, I was 16 again. I could remember everything. It's very weird. We have a young lady on from Caerphilly. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
What can we play for you?
Hermit, Hermit. No milk today. My lover's gone away, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No milk today. My lover's gone away. We turn 9 today.
Herman's Hermit, No Milk Today, written by Graham Gouman, who wrote Bus Stop for the Hollies, Heart Full of Soul for the Yardbirds. We are going to nip to Lancashire. Paul's on the phone. Hello, Paul.
Hiya, Mike.
And what are we going to play for Paul?
It's Many Unfaithful, As Tears Go By.
Originally by?
Rolling Stones.
Absolutely. Written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And, of course, Marianne was involved in a situation with Mick at the time, so she got the song. It's a family programme, so I'm afraid I can't go any deeper into that particular subject. Thank you very much. It is the evening. There was a story about Marianne and the Stones that included a fur rug. Got to be careful here. Marianne wearing very little else. That's true. But there's another story about that particular party, which I won't go into in any great detail, but apparently it isn't true. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, and we'll leave it at that. Ian's on the phone. How you doing, pal?
Not too bad, thanks, Mike.
Where are you phoning from?
Well, I'm on the road, but I come from Stanmore, just outside London.
Well, I've got to be careful with the Marianne Faithful stories, obviously.
Yeah, I know. Confectionery, is it, really?
Oh, let's leave it at that, please. Let's not go into detail. What do you want to hear?
Like, Friday of Your Mind.
You'll get me into trouble!
Monday morning feels so bad.
Just about got away with that one.
Gonna have fun in the city.
Those Antipodeans, the Easy Beats, Australian, in the charts with Friday on My Mind, 1966. Great record. 20 and a smudge of minutes past 12, this is Rock and Roll Heaven. Capital Gold, we're live, loud and proud. We walk the walk, talk the talk, and we keep the faith. And we're here to play the music that you want to hear. We're also here, of course, to give those prizes away. Please listen out in this hour, because you're going to hear the Foremost and their cover of the Beatles' Hello Little Girl. You're going to hear the Rolling Stones and their cover of I Wanna Be Your Man. And if you want to win my cover versions CD, listen out for those. Ring me on 08-453-56-780. When you hear the songs, if I take your call to air, you'll be a top banana and a winner, baby. But in the meantime, Val's on the phone. Bonsoir, Val. Oh, sorry, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Because it's early hours of the morning, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So, you know, let's get ourselves chronologically correct here. So, in the meantime, now we're chronologically correct, what can we do for you?
It's a record by Gina Washington and the Ram Jam Band, which was played in all the clubs in Edinburgh around about 1966. I don't think he had any other hits, but I would love to know the name of it.
Right. He didn't have any major hit records on single. Although he had four records that got in the lower reaches of the top 50.
Okay.
He also had two very successful top 10 hit albums. Both of them recorded live. He was a great live act, Gino. And one was called, hang on, oh, flammy, Hipsters, Flipsters, Finger Popping Daddies. The other one was called Hand Clapping Foot Stomping Funky Butt Live. Alright?
Right.
But if you're looking at the singles that he recorded, the two most popular ones disco-wise was a song called Que Sera Sera.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the song? No.
No.
Michael the Lover.
Oh, no.
Which went, Michael the Lover Lord. Was that it?
No.
Hi, Hi,
no.
Hazel.
No.
Well, those are his singles.
We have tried for the last 9 months to find this record.
Have you any idea how it goes?
I can't tell you that.
You can't remember any words from it?
No, not at all.
Hang on there a second, babe.
Okay.
I've never done this before. You've just got me Guinness Book of Hits singles from across the other side of the room.
Well, we've tried everything.
Let's have a look at Gino Washington, see if we can find any more information on Gino. I think you've got an album track. I've got to be honest with you, kid.
Let's it could be, yeah.
Gino Washington, Water, Michael, Que Sera Sera, and Hi Hi Hazel were his only singles. So I don't know where we're going to go after that.
Well,
I think what you've got, if you don't mind me saying so, is either one track or a selection of tracks from one of his live albums.
It sounds like it must have been.
Because, the live albums used to run one song into another. Do you know what I mean, don't you?
Right, yeah.
He would do maybe three or four songs and make them in the form of a medley. Then he'd stop, the audience would go wild, and then he'd start again. And everything was very quick. And I know that those albums were so successful, but what happened here, I'm virtually certain, is that you've been listening at that particular time to a section of a Gino Washington live album.
Oh, it could be.
Because he used to always kick off with the Philly Dog, which used to go, bop, bop, you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was that type of real up-tempo dance music, and I think you've been listening to a track from the live album.
Oh, it could have been, yeah. I mean, it was 30-odd years ago.
I'm 90% certain, but the problem is I have to play you 2 hours of music.
Oh, right.
Two albums. For us to actually find the music. But if it wasn't Hi Hi Hazel, it wasn't Water, it wasn't Michael the Lover, and it wasn't Que Sera Sera, we're knackered.
No, definitely not.
Good night and God bless.
Okay, good night, bye.
Good morning and God bless.
Oh, good morning.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Sweeney's 60s Classics. Classics.
Hello, little girl.
Mike Sweeney. Sweeney takes you back to the 60s.
New Year's Day 1962, the Beatles arrived at Decca Records. And it was an audition arranged for them by Brian Epstein. It's an 8-hour drive in those days from Liverpool to London, hardly any motorway. It was snowing as well. And they got there, and I've listened to all of the tapes from that particular audition, and it's quite good, actually. The Beatles didn't get the job, though, because it was felt that Brian Poole and the Tremolos, who lived just up the road in Dagenham, would be more easily available. And the fact that the guys were from the north of England went severely against them. Mind you, it made Decca look a right set of pillocks. And when the Rolling Stones came on offer in 1963, they didn't make the same mistake twice. But during that session, the Beatles recorded Hello Little Girl, which was part of their repertoire at the time, a Lennon McCartney song, an early one. And the Foremost, of course, did their version. And the phones here are going absolutely daft to win a copy of my album of the week, which is called Beatles Songs Volume 2. If you're not a winner now, nil desperandum, because we will be playing the Rolling Stones version of I Wanna Be Your Man. And when you hear that, between now and 1 o'clock, once more, give me a ring on 08453560780 and be a winner, baby. In the meantime, it dipped my blue ship, sending on the water like a cup and saucer. You are it. It is line number 12. Hello, line 12.
Hello there, Mike. How
winner.
Are you?
I'm absolutely smashing. What's your name?
It's Graham.
Graham, where are you from?
I'm from Norford in Middlesex.
Well, you've just won yourself Beatles Songs Volume 2, which is a great, great double CD of cover versions of Beatles hit records. And you'll love it to bits. Stay where you are, and we'll take your details, and we'll get that sorted for you to tweet. In the meantime, let's listen to these. Well, these two guys, as far as the record label's concerned, but you and I know that there's only one of them singing the vocals.
Aircheckdownloads.com.